So, hey guys, this is, for those of you that don't know, Sartana, and this is going to be kind of like my intro to like the podcast that I want to do. I'm a little, obviously, new at this, but I've been wanting to make videos and just be a lot more active on Instagram anyways. If you guys have Twitter, I'm a lot more active on there. But I've been wanting to be a lot more active on Instagram and kind of posting more videos and getting out there. But my life is currently going through, I'm currently going through quite a bit of like changes. This has definitely been a year where I plant a lot of seeds, and excuse my ums, that's something that I do want to work on. So yeah, this year I've been kind of just planting seeds and trying to see, basically where I want to take myself. Last year I kind of went through a lot, and mentally it was more like a mental breakdown, I guess you can. I mean, I've had those quite a bit in my life, but last year was especially heavy for me, and I didn't really want to keep going through that. It got kind of got really bad to where I was anxious 24/7. For months, I couldn't focus on my job. I couldn't focus on anything. And I immediately went to, obviously, coping with things the way that I used to always cope with it, which was going out, drinking alcohol, anything to forget about what I was going through. But I was filling voids, and I got to the point where I didn't want to be filling voids anymore. I wanted to be okay. I didn't want to keep having to go through things that would trigger my anxiety. And this is something that I've always had, but I've usually kept busy in order for me not to feel it, instead of kind of dealing with it. And so I definitely want to be able to kind of talk about stuff like that. And also this year, I got, well, more towards the end of last year, I got really into kind of the metaphysical part of life, astrology, you know, the occult, you know, the scary stuff that I can see that people are definitely opening up to it, but it's definitely kind of like taboo to talk about it. Sometimes I don't like bringing it up just because I'm not exactly sure how other people are going to perceive it. So I've definitely kind of been trying to figure out a way to bring the teachings that I've came across in a practical way. So I definitely want to be able to have this podcast as a way to speak to, you know, whoever's listening, and to, in a sense, remind you of your power. I constantly gave my power away. And we don't realize that sometimes we do that constantly. And that could be like from a simple, you know, saying yes to something that you really don't want to do. So then you hold, you kind of like become angry in a sense, or upset, and you hold on to that vibration, and just things like that. And you know, giving your power away to, you know, your job if you're unhappy where you work, and things like that. And I just kind of, I wouldn't necessarily say that I cured my anxiety, but I've definitely have taken my power back with it. It does not control me at all. Not to say that I don't get anxious from time to time. It's definitely a lot less. Like, I'm telling you, last year, for the most part of last year, I was constantly, my mind was constantly somewhere else. And that's essentially what anxiety is. You're not in the present. And as it is, my nervous system is like super active. And I came across Buddhism and kind of just learning to be in the present moment. And with that, you know, I definitely was able to control. Obviously, I did a lot of mindfulness. I constantly do that. If I get anxiety now, I can control it pretty easily. Obviously, I'm not here to tell you that I, you know, cured anxiety, and but I feel like maybe how I've completely changed my outlook on life, I can maybe help you. I could help you as, you know, a guide or something, or to plant a seed or something for you to look at something differently. I definitely want to have this podcast to help you. I spend a lot of time in seclusion by myself, only sticking to seeing, you know, my really, really, like, just pretty much my immediate family and a few friends here and there, and, you know, some family here and there. But for the most part, I've just kind of kept to myself this year, and mainly because I saw the way that I was headed, and I was just kind of like, I have to stop. I have to stop with these things. I have to stop living the way that I am living, because I have really big dreams for myself, and I want to achieve them. I mean, who doesn't? And I think that, you know, we all kind of have fears that can come from not even us. I can tell you right now that most of the fears that I have, I've picked up from other people. And I kind of just want to use this platform to kind of speak about, like, going into healing your inner child, healing, you know, your body. I am a huge believer in taking care of yourself and self-care. I'm, at the moment, I'm, you know, I have a full-time job, and I also have like a little side job that I picked up because, you know, who doesn't like money? Well, I mean, yeah, but I definitely want to be able to create a space for others that might have gone through the same thing or are currently going through the same thing, where, you know, you have have really big dreams for yourself, but you think about them and you feel like you don't deserve them, or you are afraid of getting to that point. Because I know I have a lot of fear in that, where I would honestly say most of us are self-sabotagers, where we sabotage ourselves, we know it, and we don't really check ourselves until afterwards. And this is something that I've been wanting to catch beforehand, because I know that I put up a lot of walls, and I haven't always been the greatest person. And I think that's something that we can all, you know, relate to. These are growing pains at the same time. You know, at the end of the day, we are students of life, for life. So I definitely want to be able to start this podcast and maybe make it a weekly thing. I need to work on my schedule and see how I can fit this in, because again, I also do believe in self-care heavily. So I usually take about I usually take some time every day to myself. I just have to. This is how I live my life now, because it has helped me tremendously. So taking care of myself is definitely my number one priority, because I don't want to give anything unless my cup is full and overflowing. Because what is overflowing is for all of you. And yeah, hopefully I keep up with this, because I also have a habit of wanting to do a million things, and I pick up a lot of things and then put them down and pick up the next thing. And this year is also a year of discipline, and I've been trying to actually, you know, do what I actually speak about, and applying myself and just growing and, you know, definitely want to be able to share that with whoever is listening. And yeah, so I will definitely be going into depth a lot more on, you know, everything that I want to speak about. Maybe I'll do this like once a week. But once I have a schedule up, I'll put it up on my site. And also put this on my site as well. I'm going to try to be a lot more active on my site. I know it's life. But yeah, so I wanted to make this kind of short, that way I'm not boring, because at the same time, like, I don't know. Again, I'm the type of person that constantly questions myself, which is obviously, again, I'm a work in progress, just like everybody else. But, and that's another thing, is that I really want to be completely and utterly honest to whoever is listening. And obviously also get into astrology for those of you who are curious about it. I might make that my first, I'm not sure. Again, I'm gonna work on the schedule. I'm here literally just thinking, and my brain doesn't stop. So I'm going to just go now, because I've been talking for almost 15 minutes now. And yeah, so thanks for listening, guys, and I will talk to you guys soon.